Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 11th, 2009. As Palestinians mark the fifth anniversary of Arafat's death, Israeli troops kidnapped 12 Palestinians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinian civilians were injured late Tuesday night as they were attacked by Israeli settlers in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Witnesses said Hatim al-Sharabati, 17 years old, and his brother Hazim, 16 years old, were on their way home when they were assaulted by settlers from the Tel al-Rumeida settlement in the old city of Hebron. Doctors at a local hospital in the city announced that the two brothers sustained cuts and bruises due to the assault and were released from the hospital on Wednesday morning. In other news, the Israeli military kidnapped on Wednesday 12 Palestinian civilians during invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local sources reported invasions in Ramallah city, central West Bank, as well as Nablus and Jenin cities in the north. The Israeli army radio announced that all kidnapped civilians were moved to military detention camps for questioning. Despite Israel's promises last June to stop attacks in Ramallah and Nablus, Israeli military continue to target Palestinian civilians in those two cities and other parts of the West Bank. In the meantime, thousands of Palestinians gathered on Wednesday in Ramallah to commemorate the fifth anniversary of the death of the late President Yasser Arafat. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas addressed the crowd as they gathered at the presidential palace in Ramallah where Arafat is buried. Abbas stated that he will not resume peace talks with Israel until it stops all settlement activities in the West Bank. The president added that Jerusalem must be the capital of any future Palestinian state. Yasser Arafat became ill after the Israeli forces confined him in his headquarters in Ramallah for more than 2 years and repeatedly shelled and bulldozed sections of his headquarters. He was later on moved to a French hospital in Paris, where he passed away on November 11, 2004, at the age of 75. Arafat founded the Fatah movement in 1959 and spent most of his life as a fighter and a leader of the movement and the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO. He supported peace talks and signed several peace deals with Israel. He survived with one daughter, Zahwa, and his wife, Suha, who lived now outside Palestine. His death was mysterious and caused a lot of tension among Palestinian leaders. Recently, one of the senior Palestinian Liberation Organization figures, Farouk Kaddoumi, accused President Abbas and some other Fatah leaders of collaborating with Israel to assassinate Arafat by poisoning him, accusations that were never proven. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.